Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. It is Tuesday, the 26th of March. My name is Dan Club, and I'm here to run you through all the latest Liverpool news. There's a few news stories to get through. Obviously, we know we're on the international break right now. Quite a lot of international Reds have been flourishing over the weekend, it's fair to say. But in terms of back home, in terms of what could possibly be going on in the world of Liverpool itself, there is also some stuff going on. And to begin with, a lot of it centres around Trent Alexander-Arnold, because over the weekend, Richard Romano reported that Real Madrid were monitoring the situation when it came to Trent Alexander-Arnold, because, of course, he is at a contract in 2025. Now, he's also doubled down on that, and he said that Real Madrid have a concrete interest in Trent. He told the Debrief podcast, "They are monitoring the situation. At the moment, there is no direct contact with his agents or with the player because it is still too early. Real Madrid are closely following the situation." Now, obviously, from Liverpool point of view, we just need to get him to tie down to a new contract, don't we? Because it's no huge shock that, you know, teams, clubs of Real Madrid's stature and Real Madrid's ilk will be looking at somebody like Trent Alexander-Arnold, because he is among the very best footballers in the world. But from our perspective, you know, still very young, supremely talented, like absolutely talismanic for Liverpool, just been named the vice-captain, all that sort of stuff. And to even allow him to get so close to the end of his contract feels like a bit of an oversight. However, when you consider what's going on behind the scenes, obviously we just brought Michael Edwards back, Richard Hughes is coming in as sporting director, it's not a great shock that there is no new deal already in place for him. But it's just one of them things that over the coming weeks and months we need to get sorted as a matter of priority, really. And I have no worry or no overly concerned about that happening. I think it will be a relatively straightforward deal to do and to get done. However, you just need somebody sat down in front of him and getting it boxed off, really, because you just can't allow somebody of his importance to run into the final 12 months of the deal. And likewise, Mohamed Salah and Virgil van Dijk, I think those two deals could be slightly more difficult to get done, to be honest with you. Certainly the Mohamed Salah one, that feels very complicated from everyone's perspective, really. But yeah, as for Trent, I think it's just imperative that we get him tied down as quickly as possible. Tevi Gibson, La Liga commentator and former player, of course, has also had his say on the Trent situation. And it's no great shock what he said, really. He said he's not surprised to see Trent is on the list of right-backs they would like to get, because what Real Madrid and Ancelotti have done is a freshen up the squad with younger players. So if you think about the midfield, obviously Tchouaméni, Camavinga, Jude Bellingham more recently, and Danny Carvajal, although he's having a fantastic season, in Terry Gibson's words, is now 32 and not getting any younger. So that is one area of the squad that we'll be looking to refresh in the coming times. And I think Trent would be very high on their list of possibilities. However, come back to it, we just need to care about Liverpool, and getting him tied down to a new deal is absolutely crucial. Manager search now. Yeah, it's a few twists and turns over the weekend, really, when it came to the managerial potential appointment, because Lewis Steele from the Mail reported that Richard Hughes, the incoming sporting director, as I mentioned a moment ago, is a massive fan of Roberto De Zerbi. And on the De Zerbi front, it was reported by Sport Bild over the weekend in Germany that Bayern Munich have had direct contacts with De Zerbi in recent weeks, because the Italian coach is fascinated and flattered by Bayern's interest, but is also waiting to understand all available options. Now, I think We spent a lot of time talking about Xabi Alonso and obviously Ruben Amorim as well. And it was also reported last week that Liverpool's admiration for Amorim was slightly heavier than was being sort of reported or suggested. De Zerbi, I'm not sold on him, if I'm being honest, or sort of all cards on the table. I don't think that he is the right man for the job necessarily. And that's not to say I wouldn't back him if he was to get it. However, if he was to head to Bayern Munich, I'd be relatively okay with that because that means they're not going to get Xabi Alonso, which is a plus as well. But also, I just come back to it, I don't think he is the ideal candidate for us. However, it does feel almost certain that he leaves Brighton at some point, and I think Brighton kind of expect that as well. They appoint in a way that suggests that they know whoever they appoint or even sign in the transfer market will move on because their ambitions can't be matched or the money or whatever it may be. And they have like a succession plan, a contingency plan already in place. That's kind of Brighton's model. That's kind of the way they go about their business. And they've been very successful at doing it as well, of course. And obviously, we will face Brighton and De Zerbi this weekend at Anfield when the international break ends. So, interesting stuff, the manager-wise. I think the three names, stroke four names, if you include Julian Nagelsmann, doing the rounds at the moment, are all viable options. They've all got the pros and the cons. I mean, cons-wise, for somebody like Alonso, there aren't loads, to be honest with you. It seems to be just his lack of time at the very top level, but can't help that, can he? So, yeah, I'd be all in on Alonso. I've made no secret about that, and nothing has changed, really. And, yeah, it does look like Bayern Munich could be hedging their bets more towards the Roberto De Zerbi camp. A couple of quick more news stories to talk about now. Federico Chiesa. According to Italian journalist Fabio Santini, Juventus could be looking to raise funds and may opt to offload Chiesa this summer. And he does mention Liverpool. He says there are offers for Chiesa from the Premier League, particularly Liverpool. He also mentioned Chelsea as being a potential destination for him. Wonderfully talented footballer. Absolutely incredible. And I think 2 years ago, maybe one or two injuries ago, he would have been a brilliant signing. His stock has fallen so dramatically in that time. And that's not to say he can't recapture his best form, but he can't rise to prominence once again. I'm just not overly sold on him right now. And listen, if he was cheap enough and you could guarantee his fitness, Liverpool aren't really in the market for taking punts on players, don't get me wrong, but there is definitely a player in there. And I wouldn't be devastated if that was to happen, but I also wouldn't be going mad to get it done either, to be honest. Sofyan Amrabat, a report from Spain has claimed Liverpool are closely monitoring the situation of the Moroccan international ahead of the summer transfer window. A year ago, after the World Cup and stuff like that, they said, yeah, there's possibly a deal to be done there, particularly at a cut price once again. Having watched him at Manchester United and struggle with the pace of the Premier League, I think it's fair to say I would not be entertaining that whatsoever. And finally, Football Insider have reported that FSG and Michael Edwards are exploring the possibility of buying Toulouse. Liverpool owners Fenway Sports Group and new football chief Michael Edwards are exploring a deal to buy the Liga side, a source of Tour Football Insider. Talks over potential buyouts have been held as the US-based investment group look to build a multi-club network. Toulouse and Liverpool have already linked with the French club's owners, Redbird Capital, holding 11% stake in FSG. Damien Camoli, transfer chief at Anfield between 2010 and 2012, is the president of the French club after being appointed following Redbird's takeover. Yeah, so some links there already. There's loads more to talk about in the multi-club stuff. I'm not going to delve into too much detail now. I'm hoping to do a couple of pieces on that in the coming weeks. But yeah, interesting stuff. Quickly run through the news before I let you go. Trent Alexander-Arnold, there is concrete interest from Real Madrid in him. Liverpool just need to get that new deal boxed off as quickly as possible because these new stories don't come as any great shock when you've got somebody like Trent and he is entering the final 12 months of his contract now. There's bound to be links and those links are bound to gain legs and traction because of the size of the footballer we're talking about and the size of the clubs involved as well, of course. Manager-wise, Richard Hughes is a massive fan of Roberto De Zerbi, according to Lewis Steele, and also Bayern Munich have held direct contacts with Roberto De Zerbi, according to Sport Bild. So, yeah, loads of twists and turns to come on the managerial search, I imagine. Federico Chiesa, according to Italian journalist Fabio Santini, Liverpool are interested in bringing the Italian to Anfield this summer. According to a report from Spain, Sofyan Amrabat is also being monitored by the Reds and according to Football Insider, FSG could be eyeing up Toulouse as they look to start and build on their football portfolio with a multi-club ownership model. Sound. Redmen Bite-Size done for another day. Head to redmenplus.com. We'll keep you covered on absolutely everything that's going on in the world of the Reds. Take it easy. Speak to you again soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.